Hi, this is Bear X, and I'm going to be reading a little vignette by Little Wolf. A full silver moon glowed above me, enhancing my already near-perfect night sight as the soft, white light from the moon blazed over the pristine, snowy field, making the gentle white landscape glow and sparkle as the moonlight refracted off the tiny crystals. A few sparse trees stood here and there, casting well-defined shadows and reaching up into the dark sky, given an almost blue tinge by the light of the moon. The air was crisp and clear, and my breath silently billowed out as I blew a contented sigh through my nose. The fluffy snow made no sound as I padded through it. I shook and puffed up my fur against the sharp cold, which itself glowed just as white as the snow beneath me. The cold did nothing to drive me into a sheltered den. Instead, it awakened within me the desire to travel off to some distant mountain and beyond, where something was calling me, constantly nagging me. What it was, I could not say, but I knew deep in my heart that I could not follow. I stopped and gazed up at the round and bright moon, which was turning night into day. I could feel it reflecting in my ice-blue eyes, and suddenly a playful energy leaped up inside me, for a moment overpowering that mysterious calling that said, "I am not where I belong." For now, all I wanted to do was run. Run so fast I could imagine I was flying, kicking up a powder of snow behind me and disturbing that irresistibly flawless meadow of glittering white. Hearing a familiar howl, I stopped. Craning my ears forward, I waited. And over a small hill crest, a dark shape came running towards me. Wagging my tail, I dropped my chest to the ground, keeping my tail high and waving like a flag of greeting. The black wolf leaped that last distance between us and bowled me over. I happily rolled with him and we tussled with one another briefly in excited hellos. I broke off in a run again, happy that my time as a lone wolf was temporarily broken. Though we did not share blood, to me, he was my brother, my companion, my friend, and my only pack. Together, we ran around the field, sliding and rolling down hills, occasionally tackling one another, and then leaping away again. The black wolf slid down another hill and looked up at me expectantly. I flicked my ears with mischief and followed, skidding to a halt at the bottom, just before my brother, and throwing a wave of snow over him. For a moment, he was as white as I was, and if it wasn't for his larger size compared to me or his brown eyes, you couldn't tell the difference between us. He shook, getting retaliation as snow was flung into my face, on my snout. I shook my head and gave him a friendly nuzzle. A distant howl caught the black wolf's attention. He looked at me with a sad farewell and took off over the hill, towards the looming mountain. I turned in the other direction and walked my path as a lone wolf, trying to find my direction.